Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Researchers at the University of Alabama are working on technology linked to this month's proposed rules by the EPA. Washington wants to reduce pollution from coal-fired power plants by 30% overall by 2030. Jason Barra is an assistant professor at the University of Alabama researching something called carbon capture. The idea is to filter carbon dioxide coming out of the smokestacks of power plants. Barra says companies like Alabama Power are already looking into it.
I know very well they've got a project down in Mobile with a Japanese company, and that's one of the biggest pilot plants for CO2 capture in the entire world. We also have the United States Department of Energy National Carbon Capture Center in Wilsonville, just south of Birmingham. This is actually one of the leading regions or states in the entire world when it comes to carbon capture and research.
Barra recently patented a chemical solvent that he hopes will capture carbon in a more efficient and cost-effective way than other methods, and you can hear a conversation with him at 7:30. A group pushing for changes in Alabama's prison system is calling for a new warden at St. Clair Correctional Facility because of inmate violence. The Equal Justice Initiative says 3 inmates have been killed in the last 10 months and 5 in the last 30 months. The executive director of the Montgomery-based group, Brian Stevenson, says there have been many other stabbings and assaults. He says new leadership is needed to improve conditions. In response, Governor Robert Bentley said the prison system has a lack of funding and that results in fewer correctional officers. But he says his administration is working to make sure inmates are treated humanely. A little-known but prolific songwriter is making his way through the Deep South with stops in Florida and Alabama. Although David Dondero has been around for decades and has been recognized as one of the greatest living songwriters by NPR's All Songs Considered, he has never achieved commercial success. That's partly why he mostly tours with just his guitar and without backup players.
I play on popular music, you know, so it's not like I fill places and do great everywhere. You know, it's like some places I do all right, some places nobody comes. So it's, you know, I can't really afford to maintain a band and pay people fairly.
Dondero plays tonight in Pensacola at Handlebar, tomorrow night in Birmingham at Desert Island Supply Company, and Sunday evening in Tuscaloosa at Druid City Brewing Company, and you can hear his music at APR.org. Former State Senator Steve French of Mountain Brook is dropping his campaign to return to the legislature. French finished second in the Republican primary June 3rd for House District 46 in Jefferson County. He said Wednesday he's pulling out of the July 15th runoff and is throwing his support to the first-place finisher, David Faulkner. Faulkner got 47% of the vote in the four-candidate field, and French had 26%. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Friday morning to you. Highs top out in the mid-80s this afternoon. A good chance for rain at times, but it doesn't rain all day. Some of the storms could grow rather strong. Tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Look for a partly cloudy sky. For the weekend, most of us stay dry, but there's still a chance for shower storm during the afternoon. Temperatures top out near 90 over the weekend. Summer-like pattern continues for Monday and Tuesday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.